No, I'm thinking the one that will make, well, cause...
Poison ivy? I guess if some of that goes in this country, I don't know. I never have been poisoned with it now.
When you get poisoned with it, what happens?
Oh, it just eats you, think. It used to, some people that did, they'd go around these old thickets up in the canyon, you know, where there'd be a few wild grapes or wild currants, but I used to, when I was a kid, go up in these places and pick a few wild grapes or currants, but I never, I don't know what poison ivy looked like, because I knew there's some in the country, but it never bothered me, and I just never knew what it looked like.
Do you have any special term for a group of trees in open country?
Oh, we used to call it kind of a little thicket, you know, over some of these canyons.
And a place where the brush is thick. Probably the same thing.
I guess so.
How about land where scrubby oak grows?
Well, there's none in this country. Let's see, what do they call that, though? Scrub oak or blackjack, that goes down east here, and but none around here. What would they call it?
You familiar with the term shinry?
Yeah, that's down south. None of that grows in here. Yeah, that's what they call it down where it grows, shinry. But there isn't any around here.
I've also heard shinry mott.
Yeah.
And let's see, your wife would say that you are her...
husband.
And she is your...
My wife.
And let's see, a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And let's see, the elder Mr. Hatch was your...
father.
What did you usually call him?
Well, I call him Paul. Some of them call him father.
You remember what you called your mother?
I called her Ma.
And let's see, your father and your mother were your...
my father and mother. But I called them Paul and Ma.
And they were your, you say, these are my...
parents.
And what did you know your grandfather?
Oh, yeah.
What did you call him?
I called him Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
Grandma.
And let's see, if you had a little girl, she would be your...
my daughter.
Oh, I gave that away.
Yeah.
Let's see, a daughter then is not a boy, it's a...
son.
And the opposite of, let's see, opposite of boy then is...
daughter?
Yeah. Who delivered the doctor, the babies in this area when the doctor was away?
Oh, you got a doctor, didn't we get some neighbor woman?
And what did they call her?
Oh, some of them they call them midwives, but then we never used that expression out here, just say a neighbor woman.
If a boy has the same shaped face as his father and same color hair and everything.
Favors him.
And let's see, children, what you say of children, they're young, they live with their parents care for them, feed them, clothe them.
They raise them.
And let's see, if you see a little boy and 3 years later you see him and he's 4 feet taller, you might say, my, how that child...
grown, he's grown a lot.
Say, in these 4 years, he really
has grown.
And term for an illegitimate child, or terms?
Well, it's a kind of a bastard.
Any other particular terms, such as Woods Colt, or?
Well, they do that. They call it in the East now. I've heard that expression, but we never heard it used out here.
What would you put a baby in if you were to take him outside?
Oh, a basket or a baby buggy.
And if you had a baby buggy and you're going to take him for a little tour, what would you say you were going to do?
In a baby buggy, you say? Wheel him around? Push him around? Wheel him around?
Well, let's see, your sister's son would be your...
my nephew.
And a child whose parents were both dead would be in...
an orphan.
And if someone were appointed by the court to care for
his guardian.
And let's see, your mother's, or your mother's aunts and uncles and All those people were her...
Her brothers and sisters.
Her brothers and sisters, too, and her aunts and her uncles, and, or grandfather and grandmother. You say these were her...
Her parents? Her... Say it again.
Well, if it's her aunt and uncle...